Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Got miles to go before we sleep.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my
home. We will not go gently. We're going to unleash hell here in December.
Oh, Mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Hey, somebody fix this guy's buckle.
Hey,
so he can play football.
He's coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Fiction, a musical number from behind the steel curtain. It's the march to the postseason for the black and gold. Juice is running, the defense is bold. Big Ben's passing to Antonio Brown. Debo and Mitchell will take them down. Because we're marching to the Super Bowl town. Yeah, the Steelers will be wearing the crown. You know, look, it's the holiday season. It's the postseason. I'm feeling good. I'm loving this time of year. And it's so much better when your team is in the thick of the playoff mix. And that's where Steeler Nation finds the Pittsburgh Steelers at this time of year. Sole possession currently of first place in the AFC North. I am feeling absolutely fantastic, my friend. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and welcome to Steelers Six Pack of Fact or Fiction. Along with me, as always, is Zach Parnes, but he's currently on assignment. He may be joining us later, but it is finals week, so we give him a pass. So with that being said, what is Steelers Six Pack of Fact or Fiction? Well, it's where we take bold statements about the Pittsburgh Steelers, and we label them as fact, or we label them as fiction. It's as simple as that. Now, my views and your views, they're not always going to coincide. But that's the great part of the show. You get to join in, and we can verbal rumble right down to it. So that's what we're going to do. The show is brought to you by Frank Walker Law. Remember Frank Walker? Frank Walker is one of the top 100 ranked trial attorneys for his PA office. Call 412-212-8378, or to reach his West Virginia office, call 304-712-2089. You should also check out his website, frankwalkerlaw.com. He can give you the help in your time of need. I need help right now. It's Frank Walker Law, real talk, real experience, real results. Hey, we have lots to talk about tonight. If you want to join in, you can join in by calling 347-850-8581. Join us, and we're going to talk Steelers. And we're feeling good after a four-game winning streak. You know, that's got to feel good this time of year. Going up to Buffalo in rough weather conditions and beating who I think is a pretty good Buffalo Bills team is something special. So this is a team, you couple this with the fact that the Baltimore Ravens lost. They did not look bad in that loss, especially the second half. I was getting really worried during that second half. But you couple that with the fact that they lost, and now you have a one-game lead with three games to play, and it's looking ever more and more like it's going to be a Christmas Day showdown in Steeltown between the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers for the division title. That is going to be an excellent game, my friends. I cannot wait. But here is one thing. I mentioned this yesterday with Jeff Hartman on the Steeler Hangover, on the Monday Hangover, where we discussed the game. I'm going to adopt that 2005 philosophy of one William Laird Cower with one game at a time. It's a one-game series every single week from here on out. Look, I still think you want to win out. You want to get to a situation where you're just looking at the Cleveland Browns as resting everybody. I want to see Landry Jones in that game in Pittsburgh. I want to see Fitz Toussaint in that game. I want to see Kobe Hamilton starting in that game. I want to see Justin Gilbert. I want to see all our guys sitting down, relaxing, taking a bye week before the playoffs if they can make it in. So that's the goal, but it's one game at a time, and the Cincinnati Bengals are a team that you cannot sleep on. Sure, they do not have the best record right now. They are 5-8-1. Excuse me, 5-7-1. That tie messes me up completely. But here's the thing about that team. They're possibly and most likely getting A.J. Green back. They have Tyler Eifert back. This is the guy that did not play in the first game against the Steelers this year in week 2. He is a definite weapon for Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis and the Cincinnati Bengals. They have problems with great tight ends, and I consider Eifert a great tight end, and he's healthy, and he ripped off 2 last week. He's in sync with Dalton, and as always, A.J. Green has the Pittsburgh Steelers number. Now, he did not have it in week 2, but the weather was horrendous. There was swirling winds. There was rain, and, you know, I chalk that up to one of the reasons that he didn't go off. But this defense is looking a lot better than it looked in week 2. They're starting to gel at the right time. They're starting to look good. I am ready for a Super Bowl run, and it all starts in Cincinnati. And the goal, as always, in Cincinnati, to have that escalator full midway through the 4th quarter, like it has been in past years, especially 2 years ago when the Steelers ran the fans out of the building, and it was a mass exodus out of Paul Brown Stadium. So that's something that I'm hoping for once again, but it's going to be a challenge. So, as always, we take 6 bold statements, and we talk about them here. And we're going to label them as fact or fiction. Once again, with finals week, and Zach is delayed, so I'm going to go ahead and take care of this. But if you do want to call in, once again, the number is 347-850-8581. You can go ahead and fill in for Zach and debate with me. But without further ado, let's break open the 6-pack, my friends. Number 1. There's no reason for concern. The Bengals will not be out to injure Le'Veon Bell once again. You know what? I'm wrestling with this one. I'm not really sure actually where to go with this one. But here's the thing. You kind of think that these are professionals and they're really not out to injure people. But it is the Cincinnati Bengals. They have nothing to gain at this point. I mean, they have an outside crack at the playoffs, but come on, it is very unlikely at this point. And you have, I mean, I dare say it. I have no problem saying it. The thugs on that team. Vontaze Burfict, Pac-Man Jones. Pac-Man was spouting off about Terrell Pryor, who I actually like Terrell Pryor. I think he's been a model citizen since he's been in the pros, and I'd actually like to see him in black and gold someday come home and play. But he was just calling him out and calling him garbage the other day. Once again, no class from the Cincinnati side of the ball. You know, they have hurt Le'Veon Bell and ended his season the last 2 years. So it leaves me to worry that it could happen again, that they might be headhunting, and there might be no ethics on that team. Yeah, you like to think that it's not going to happen, but there's a part of me that thinks that it will. So I'm going to take fiction to that because there is reason for concern. Will it happen? Hopefully not. Could it happen? It's happened before with no remorse whatsoever. So, once again, let's go ahead and say fiction to that. There is definitely reason for concern. The Bengals will be out to injure Le'Veon Bell once again this year. Let's go to 2. The return of Roosevelt Nix has been a major contributor in Le'Veon Bell's success. You know what? I got to say yes to that. Now, Le'Veon Bell is Le'Veon Bell. I had a buddy text me the other day, and he was like, wow, he's a Giants fan. He's like, I love the patience of your running back. I love the style and the smoothness of your running back. You know, Juice is a proper name, how smooth he is. you know, I love watching this man run. And he's only 24. And this kid has it all. But there's something, since Rosie Nix has been back, he's been running so much better. He's had those 100-yard games since Rosie's been back. He's had four straight. And I'm telling you, Rosie has had some amazing blocks. The national media, they are on the Rosie bandwagon right now. They have noticed exactly what he does for the team. And on special teams, he is just phenomenal on special teams. Number 45, Roosevelt Nix from Kent State. There's magic out of Kent State, I will tell you that. Jack Lambert, Debo, James Harrison, Roosevelt Nix, absolute magic that comes out of that place for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This guy, unsung hero for the team. If he played an entire year, he would be one of those guys you would look at as a fullback for Pro Bowl consideration. The fact that he's missed a majority of the year, he's not going to get it, but I'd vote for him. He actually got my vote. I voted already. And I put down number 45, Rosie Nix. Love that guy. Love everything about him. And I will say, fact, that Le'Veon Bell's success as of late is also due to the blocking of Roosevelt Nix. I mean, how can you say that it's not? Love me some Rosie Nix. I'm sure you do too. Once again, please give us a call, 347-850-8581, if you want to join in the six-pack of Fact or Fiction. All right, let's move right along to number three. Ben Roethlisberger's three picks against Buffalo cause for major concern. You know, normally I would probably say fiction to this, but I'm a little bit concerned about it, but not too. So I'm going to be on the fence on this one. Look, he's going to have a bad game. Every quarterback is going to have a bad game. I had an amazing fantasy football team this year, and I don't want to be one of those fantasy guys. I got bounced from the playoffs. I decided to start David Carr, who got me 4 points over Ben Roethlisberger, and I'm kicking myself from Thursday all the way to Sunday. David Carr has been amazing all year long. That was his worst game of the year. And then I actually made the right call, but then I got everybody injured. It was just the perfect storm for losing. And I got bounced in that particular league, and Ben wasn't much better. And look, you're going to have bad weeks. That wind and that snow contributed to the bad week. Ladarius Green and Antonio Brown may have contributed to that. I would say Ladarius Green more. He has he's still finding his way. And I will say that I'm very excited about the prospect of number 89 in Pittsburgh for a long time to come and what he is going to open up for that offense. I think he is absolutely amazing. But here's the thing. He missed all of training camp. He missed a major part of the year, almost half of the 2016 season. And he's not in sync. He has been running wrong routes. He's been lining up wrong. And that was cause for the first interception. The second interception, you know, the national media, they called it on Antonio Brown. They said flat out Antonio Brown's fault. It was miscommunication between him and Ben. That was more on Ben. The third one, oh, gosh, it was just dreadful. You need to throw the ball high when you're throwing to Jesse James. He's a big fella. He can go up there and grab it. So I would not be too worried about that whatsoever, throwing it high. But, you know, it just went to the wrong color jersey, and you know, that was three interceptions. But here's the bright side. If you're going to have a game like that, and Ben doesn't have games like that very often, but if you're going to have a game like that, you might as well have a game like that when you get the W, because that's a very rare thing to get the win and throw three picks. So, you know what? Let's just say it's out of the way. I look for Ben to bounce back. This is a very tough Cincinnati defense coming up, but I have complete faith in my captain. This guy's a true professional. He is definitely leading this team. There's some immaturity on this team, which is growing, and the reason it's growing is because Ben is guiding them. He's a complete leader now, something that he wasn't in the past. especially when he was younger. And, you know, you don't expect him to be when he's younger. So I'm really not concerned about the three-interception game whatsoever. It's in the back of your mind that, okay, is he slipping? But I don't really think so. I think he's going to just climb right back on that horse and play well against Cincinnati. I'm interested to see what the weather is going to be like in Cincinnati. I have not seen a forecast whatsoever, so if anybody has, please give me a call, 347-850-8581, and let me know what you think about that. Well, with that being said, we are at the halfway point of Steelers Six-Pack of Fact or Fiction, brought to you by Behind the Steel Curtain. Look, this time of year, it's nothing but Steelers on your mind, and we have everything that you could possibly ask for. There's no place to go besides Behind the Steel Curtain for all your Pittsburgh Steelers information. It's all right there. Whether you want commentary, whether you want straight news, whether you want fun, it's all there. We have picks, contributor picks, everything that you could possibly need. And I'd like to throw out a plug for my favorite column of the week. Make sure you check out Random Thoughts on the Black and Gold Mind. That is something that happens every Saturday or Sunday on the weekend, and it's quite bizarre. It's I like to say it's Bizarre O'Brien reporting on the Steelers, a little different take, but it's always fun. There's a lot of 80s references in there, a lot of 90s references, and just a lot of fun whatsoever. So make sure you check that out, too. I don't mind throwing in a shameless plug. But speaking of plugging, once again, Steelers Fact or Fiction brought to you by Frank Walker Law, top 100-ranked trial attorney in Frank Walker. For his PA office, call 412-212-3878, or to reach his West Virginia office, call 304-712-2089. You should also check out his website, frankwalkerlaw.com, to see how he can help you in your time of need. Frank Walker Law, real talk, real experience, and real results. Let's hear from Frank Walker now.
Smart or stupid? Those strobing lights in your rear view? That flashlight shining in your face?
License, registration, and insurance, please.
The little adventure you're about to have with this guy?
I'll need you to step out of the vehicle, please.
Okay, so you've done something stupid. Fix it with a smart move.
For DUI or criminal defense, call Frank Walker of frankwalkerlaw.com. He knows his way around a courtroom. 412-532-6805. 412-532-6805 or frankwalkerlaw.com.
You know, where was Frank Walker in 1992 when my Collins roommate woke me up in the middle of the night to come pick him up in jail? I could have really used him back then. I had to go pick him up, and boy, I had no clue what I was doing at the time. I could have really used the experience of Frank Walker Law, and you can too. Once again, real talk, real experience, real results. It's Frank Walker Law. If you need help, you make sure that you call Frank Walker Law. So the Steelers six-pack of fact or fiction keeps on a rolling. I'm rolling through the six-pack, just knocking them down. And love to hear from you. Once again, 347-850-8581. If I scared you away with the opening song, I do apologize. Like I said, I'm feeling great with the holiday season. I'm feeling great with the postseason approaching and a possibility of the Pittsburgh Steelers in the postseason for another year under Mike Tomlin. You know, Mike Tomlin, what a phenomenal performance. I mean, we were calling for his head. A lot of Steeler Nation was calling for his head not too long ago. And now Mike Tomlin has just had his 100th win. It makes the Steelers the team with the best trio of head coaches of all time. Is that fact or fiction? Look, I really don't know how you could argue that. I would have to say that that is, bar none, the best trio, with exception, I mean, you have a few in there. I mean, Green Bay comes to mind. You have Lambeau, Lombardi, Holmgren. I mean, you could even throw McCarthy in there. But here's the thing. You have, of the top 40 coaches in wins of all time in the Pittsburgh Steelers, and those three coaches have been there since 1969. To give you an idea, I was born in 1971. I consider myself old, and I have been watching the Steelers for a long time. In my lifetime, I have only seen two coaches be hired, and that is just amazing. And that shows the patience of a team like the Rooneys to see a guy through, and just the excellence of what they've hired. Now, look, a lot of people can get on Mike Tomlin all they want. They can question a lot of things. They can question his press conferences. They can question his clock management. But the guy wins. And once again, we've seen it time and time again, Mike Tomlin team struggling in the first half, just amazing in the second half, and this looks like another second half surge for the Pittsburgh Steelers under Mike Tomlin. So I'm pretty excited. But when you add Chuck Knoll, Mike Tomlin, and Bill Cowher, another one of my favorites of all time, you know, you can't argue that that's probably the greatest trio of all time when it comes to coaching. You know, I love talking about the greatest Steelers of all time. That's why we do Pittsburgh Steelers Mount Rushmore. We do it every week on Behind the Steel Curtain to see what the best of anything and everything in Pittsburgh Steelers lore is. And right now, I mean, we don't even have to do head coaches. We know who the three on there is. Probably going to throw Buddy Parker on in the fourth just to do it, you know, at that point. But with that being said, this is just three heads of excellence. I mean, guiding this team since 1969, I mean, I would say fact that one of the greatest trios of all time are Charles Henry Knoll, William Laird Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. I apologize for not knowing Mike Tomlin's middle name right off the bat. That's some research that I probably should have done beforehand. But, I mean, really can't argue with that. And if you want to, I mean, you go ahead. You can say what you want about Mike Tomlin, but I've got a buddy who's a Ratbirds fan. They're calling for the head of a guy like John Harbaugh right now. And John Harbaugh, I mean, I can't stand him. I'd actually like to punch him in the face when I see him every time on the screen. I cuss him every time I see him on the screen. It's very unprofessional of me, but I'm not a professional journalist, so it doesn't really matter. But here's the thing about John Harbaugh. Year after year, he has that team ready to play. He has that team ready to fight. He has that team ready to scratch and claw. And last night, I thought they were going to do it. I thought they were going to come back on the Patriots. It just looked like the tide was completely turning. What a scary game if you're rooting for the Ravens to lose. They just keep coming at you all the time. They just keep coming back and coming back and coming back and fighting you. That is a very tough team. But the fans there, they're like our fans. They won a Super Bowl every year. They expect you to go 16-0 every year. It's not possible. But when you have a team, you have a guy in Mike Tomlin that's been here now for 10 years. The man's never had a losing season. Now, for Pittsburgh, an 8-8 season is a horrible season because that's what the fans aren't used to that. If you're in Cleveland, you're in Buffalo, 8-8, Detroit's doing much better this year, but Jacksonville, 8-8, you know, that's a good year. Not in Pittsburgh. So that's the difference. But here's the thing. It's happening in Green Bay, too. Mike McCarthy, Pittsburgh native, great coach. They're calling for his head, too, earlier in the season. Look at what they're doing now. They're streaking again. They're making a run for it. They're going to be a very dangerous team down the stretch, just like the Pittsburgh Steelers are. So you have to give a team and a head coach some leniency. Give them a little rope. Let them go and see what they can do. You need 16 full games and 17 weeks of football with injuries, with different situations, with slumps, with everything to go ahead and coach and manage a team. As far as I'm concerned, Mike Tomlin, hats off to you. 100 wins. Welcome to a very exclusive club. The man's going to be here for years and years. When you've never had a losing season, and you've won your Super Bowl, like all three of those guys have won their Super Bowls, that's something really special. You know, we're spoiled because of the great coaches that we've had. We've never seen a guy last for 2 years. Look at Cleveland. I mean, it's a revolving door in Cleveland with coaches. So with that being said, I am definitely going to say fact that that team of coaches, definitely the best trio of head coaches of all time. It could be argued, and I'd be glad to listen to an argument there, but I've got to go with my black and gold boys. Number five, Sean Davis, not Artie Burns, wins the Joe Green Award for Top Rookie for 2016. You know, I'm going to have to give fiction on that. I think Sean Davis is having an absolute incredible year. But look at what Artie Burns has done. He is right up there with Ross Cockrell for most pass defenses. He's leading the team with three interceptions. Week in and week out, he's making things happen. Now, week in and week out, starting since the Dallas game, Sean Davis is making things happen. And let's not forget about a guy like Javon Hargrave. I mean, he's been hurt as of late, but, you know, 1, 2, 3 on defense, that's a building block for a future of a great defense. And that defense is climbing up the charts. Take a look at the defensive ranking. You have a team that is the 11th overall defense in the league now. That's pretty special. That's fantastic. What they're doing against the pass, what they're doing against the run, they're just, I mean, they're putting it together and putting it together right at the right time. So as far as that goes, I have to give the nod to Artie Burns. And here's the reason. I mean, I mentioned the fact that he's among the team leaders with Ross in pass defenses, and he's leading the team in interceptions. But here's a guy that on draft day, no one wanted. Pittsburgh fans, come on, you didn't want him. You wanted William Jackson III. And we haven't had a chance to see what he's done because he's been hurt all year. And also wanted the big nose tackle that also went to Cincinnati from Baylor. You wanted him, too. He's on injured reserve, too. Artie keeps scratching. He keeps fighting. He comes in camp and says, I want to go up against Antonio Brown. They threw him to the wolves. He struggled early on against Antonio Brown in training camp. But what does that do to you when you practice against the best? You start becoming the best. Of course, he was just going to run all over by arguably the greatest receiver in the last 5 years in the National Football League. Just completely, decimated. But he kept coming back. And he kept after it. And, as a rookie, you're going to have miscues. But I think his miscues have been few and far between. You know, we notice them and everything's amplified because we see everything. We have social media. We have blog sites such as BTSC and everything else out there that just completely amplifies everything. We have a show like this that completely amplifies everything. But the bottom line to it is Artie Burns is a complete stud. He is a guy that is mature beyond his years. He's had to raise brothers and sisters at a very early age and still play NCAA Division I football and play at a high level, become drafted in the first round. I mean, he had to grow up quick. And so for some of the problems that he faced, coming to the NFL, did really well because he's had to face adversity before. So some of this is no problem for a guy like Artie Burns. Now, Sean Davis is a very intelligent kid. I mean, he is heady for the ball. There's been some debate. Who's going to be the better pro? I think they are going to be in Pro Bowls together if they're not in Super Bowls together. This is a group of guys that they can go a long way. It reminds me of the 49ers, going 1-2 with defensive backs. Back in 1981. And, they're doing the same thing in Pittsburgh, and this looks like a very special group. You know, I'd love to split the Joe Green Award up between both of them because, really, you can do that. I mean, they're both spectacular. I think Artie's going to win it, but I can say both deserve it. So, I'm going to go with fiction on this, because I sent Sean Davis in the fact, but, I think they both deserve it. But, I mean, if you're going, 50.6 to 49.4, you're probably going to just slightly move that needle to Artie Burns. So there we go with number five. Let's move on to number six. The Steelers officially end the Bengals season in 2016 on Sunday. You know, this is a tough one for me. I mean, it really is. And the reason it's a tough one for me is the fact that, you know, they're playing in Cincinnati. Now, they've had success in Cincinnati. Their success against, you know, Andy Dalton, he's only 3-8 against them. So that's actually pretty spectacular. That means that if he's 3-8 against them, then A.J. Green, if I'm not mistaken, would be 3-10 against them because they came in the same year. So with that being said, A.J. Green's a guy that runs all over him. But if you could neutralize him and if you could just go ahead and put pressure on Andy Dalton and make him move up in the pocket and make it harder for him to just get a smooth throw off to A.J. Green, you can disrupt a lot of things. And this pass rush has improved greatly over the last, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. They are finding themselves. Bud Dupree is a big part of that. So, you know what, I'm thinking right now that it's going to be tough, especially with Eifert over the middle. That guy is a beast. That guy is an X factor for that team. You know, they just have to stick to him. They got to pop him off the line, and that's where Ryan Shazier comes in. Ryan Shazier is the guy that can shadow a big tight end like that. He's fast enough. He's strong enough. He can knock him around a little bit, just knock him enough off their game. Hey, they've done it this year. I mean, against guys like Travis Kelce. I mean, I know they struggled against Gronk in the second half of that New England game, but Gronk is Gronk. But they did it against Jordan Reed. So if they can do it against Eifert, you know, they can probably have success against this game. Another guy that's missing and will not be in this game whatsoever is Giovanni Bernard. And, you know, they have a great two-headed monster running back in Cincinnati between Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard. But here's the thing. Giovanni Bernard is more of a Steeler killer than that of Jeremy Hill. In fact, you know, Shazier completely shut both those guys down in the playoffs last year and single-handedly helped win that game in the wild card game, still one of the greatest ever, by the way. But, you know, they caused that fumble late in that game. And, you know, Jeremy Hill's had a decent season. I don't think he's been the same since. So I think the major X factor in this game is Eifert and A.J. Green. You shut those guys down, just like you shut down a guy like Shady McCoy last week, you're going to have a chance to win this game. It's going to be tough. That defense is a scary defense. Atkins, Dunlap, Pecco, Vontaze Burfict. Look, can't stand him. He is public enemy number one in Pittsburgh and will be probably for a while now. I mean, he has overtaken T. Sizzle in Baltimore as the guy that Steeler fans just loathe the most. But you've got to admit, the guy plays good football. The guy is tough. He's arrogant. He's dirty. It's a perfect mix, and he gets away with a lot, which is a shame. But here's the thing. He's doing it. Pac-Man can still play. George Aloka, my gosh, that guy's a stud in safety, and he's young. He's roaming around in the back. He's dangerous out there, too. It's a very dangerous team. And don't forget, a guy like Dre Kirkpatrick on the corner has had Antonio Brown's number and knows how to neutralize him. And so that's something to look out for. This is going to be a heck of a ball game. But I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, if they are who we think they are, and I really do, they're going to win this game on Sunday and go ahead and set up that showdown with a chance to clinch the division title on Christmas Day. We're hoping for season beatings against Baltimore on Christmas Day. And this is the game that can set that up and make that Cleveland game a bye week, possibly. Here's the deal. Still have a chance for you to call in and join us. 347-850-8581. Please give us a call. You could go ahead and you know, chime in on any of the six that we've talked about already, or you can come up with something completely different and give us your own fact or fiction. I'll be glad to do that too. Now, this is the part of the show that I greatly enjoy. Zach and I have been doing this now since week five, and we try to take something about the two teams that are playing in the cities and square them off against each other. Now, it's the fact that has virtually nothing to do with the actual Pittsburgh Steelers, but it's still fun to debate anyways. As I know, that's a long-winded title, but this is a fun debate. I mean, we've talked about we put Boston's Donna Summer up against Pittsburgh's Christina Aguilera. We put Miami's Cuban sandwich against a Pittsburgh Pomani Brothers sandwich in the past. We have done it all and tried to come up with unique and different things. And for coming up with Cincinnati, you know, immediately I was trying to think of, you know, what can I do with Cincinnati? And I was thinking WKRP. But for me, being a radio guy since I was young, nothing beats WKRP as far as being set in the particular Cincinnati, that city. Pittsburgh has a couple shows. They actually have a very popular show right now set in Pittsburgh that is very Steeler-oriented. This is Us. It's a drama on NBC on Tuesday nights. It's going to win. It's definitely going to win some awards. But the very first scene of the entire series, a guy was wearing nothing but a terrible towel. They had an entire episode that centered around the Super Bowl. So that's something that I was going to debate, but it's still something that's new and fresh. So we're going to go a different route. But before we do that, we're going to jump to the phone lines and bring in a caller. 479 area code. You're on the air with Brian. Let's do a six-pack of fact or fiction. Good evening, my friend.
Hey, Brian, man. It's still a fever I got.
Pardon me?
It's still a fever. I'm talking while I'm eating.
Hey!
Phone just said.
Yeah, I know Steeler Fever. Yeah, you comment a good bit. How are you, my friend? It's nice to put the voice to the name. How are you?
Ah, man, I'm good. It's I hadn't really called in for a while. I used to call in after games, but y'all quit doing that feature. But
we're doing that on Monday nights now with Jeff Hartman and myself. We call it the Monday Hangover. So we've been doing that on Monday nights this year. It's a little change that we've gone ahead and done to get a chance to digest it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
Being honest. I really like the host with the host that left and got a big promotion, as I understand. But Steelers going to kick ass this year, man.
You know what? I'm really excited.
I just wrote a fan post on the behind the steel curtain, an open thread, and changed it over to the bandwagon thread because I think there's a good chance to anybody, even with without Martavis Bryant and, I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan. I think he can do a good job for us, and I just think we've got enough this year. I think it's a weak league. The Steelers can win as good as anybody. They got to beat damn Ravens.
Yeah, you know what?
I think it's our year.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with you.
You know, hope for a Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl. This could be the year this year.
And you know what? I would love to get a chance at them again because this is a different team that played them back in early November. I would love to have a shot at them. They are not the same team.
I'm scared to
have
a shot at
them.
My dad's a Cowboys fan. So, I'll actually take a loss, damn it. You know, I'm a big Steelers fan, but I'll take a loss to my dad. He's not a really big Cowboys fan anymore. He's old,
you know what I'm saying? I'll agree with you.
He's in the 70s.
I'll definitely agree with you on that because, you know, it's family first. I agree with that. Luckily that I grew up in Western Pennsylvania with a dad that I still get a chance to watch the games with every once in a while. So it's something very special. So, you know, I completely respect you feeling that way, sir. Steeler fever, it's great to hear
sir. From you. Well, I know I'm in the Hall of Fame. You don't have to call me sir.
You know what? People still call me Mr. Davis, and I'm like, no, you can't do that. That's my bad. But
What's your name behind the steel curtain?
I just go by my regular name, Brian Anthony Davis. I'm the fellow that does Random Thoughts of a Black and Gold Mine. I do the Know
Your
Enemy.
Yeah, I really like what you do.
Every
Sunday. You're one of my favorite writers there. You sure are. I try to catch your stuff. I don't know why. It's, you know, it kind of ebbs and flows how much you participate behind Steel Curtain. But, man, you're doing a really good job writing.
Thank you very much for saying that. I greatly appreciate you saying that. Thank you very much, Steeler Fever, and I look to checking out your thread. We're going to get ready to wrap up the Fact or Fiction. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
All right, sounds good. Thanks very much, man. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Bye now. Okay, I do have, I'm going to break into the show. I actually have breaking news. Very sad news from the world of entertainment. My wife just came by just this second, and something that's been posted on the internet 7 minutes ago on multiple channels. It looks like, and I'm not sure what the source, but it looks like we lost one of sitcom's greats in Alan Thicke at age 69, I believe. I have not seen the cause. I just had that flash to me that something has just happened. 2016 has been a very rough year for celebrities, and this is something I do want to check out further, but that's a report I am getting just on the fly here. So if that is true, just one of the absolute greats, and I was just talking about the Pittsburgh-based show This Is Us. Mr. Thicke was on the very first episode of that playing himself. Somebody that's just, you know him from the show Growing Pains, but he has been around for a long time. Father of Robin Thicke, a fantastic musical artist too. But here's a guy who wrote and performed theme songs for Different Strokes and Facts of Life and had his own late night talk show in the 80s going up against Johnny Carson. So if that is indeed true, add that to a list of great ones that we lost in 2016. I'm sorry, a little choked up because one of my absolute favorites, and we lost some great ones this week alone, especially we lost John Glenn. Also lost one of the great soap opera actors at age 87 of all time from Days of Our Lives, Joseph Mascolo. I mean, whether you're a soap fan or not, a lot of people know who Stefano DiMera was. He was on that show forever. He passed away too. So it's something I was going to mention early in the show, but a little choked up about this. One of the true greats, Alan Thicke, gone at 69. That's something I'm going to look into more here. I mean, this is a Steeler show. This is a sports show. Combine pop culture. We combine life. And that's something that I'm sad to hear. Let's finish off the six-pack with the bonus, as I was alluding to earlier. And with that being said, it's slang nicknames for the cities. So the question was, the slang nickname of the Natty is a cooler nickname than the Berg in Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm going to go fiction on that. And I think the Natty is a cool nickname. I actually really like that. But the Berg, that's tough. That's steel to me, the Berg. I mean, it just rolls off your tongue as just intimidation. So I'm going to go ahead and quickly go ahead and say fiction to that one. I'm still partial to Berg. I'm partial to Berg everything, as you know that. But with that being said, that is fact or fiction tonight. I would like to thank Steel Fever for calling in. And, you know, he's definitely a Hall of Fame poster. I'm behind the steel curtain. This is a very fan-oriented website, something we want to hear from you all the time. So everybody has a voice, and we'd love to hear more from you. Check out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Thanks again for tuning in tonight. Once again, Zach Parnes on assignment as finals week at Syracuse University rolls on, and we wish him the best there. He will be back with us next week. But for Behind the Steel Curtain and the Steelers Six-Pack of Fact or Fiction, my name is Brian Anthony Davis, and that's a fact check. Good night.